Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hello, my dear friends. How are you guys? I hope you're staying well. Gosh, and I hope you're getting outside actually and enjoying some of this beautiful sunshine. Summer is finally here, and I hope you're outside just, gosh, taking in the fresh air and enjoying it. Today, I want to talk to you about my business assessment process. This is the process that people go through when they want to find out about my coaching. We actually have what you guys might know as a discovery call, a call to find out about my coaching. But really, you guys, what I'm doing is taking the time to find out about your business as well. So what I want to do today is I want to walk you through the business assessment process, because this is going to be helpful for you as you assess where your own business is today. So let's get started. The first step in this process is for me to talk to you about your dreams, about your own vision for your business. So often we start out, we've got a big dream for our business, we know exactly what we want, and we've been around people who have said to us, wow, you're really great at what you do, or gosh, you should make a business out of this, or God, why don't you start a business? Can you guys raise your hand? How often have you heard that? And then you decide, okay, that's it, I'm going to do it. This is my passion. This is, you know, what I was meant to do. I'm blessed with this gift. I'm going to use my talents and I'm going to gain control over my ability to earn. Gosh, and it looks so easy. Everybody else does it and it just comes together. Easy peasy. I'm going to do it. I'm finally going to have the freedom in my schedule. Does any of this sound familiar to you? You're just thinking, yeah, this is how it was. I had a big dream. I knew what was possible for me and I wasn't even worried. And maybe it's because I didn't know any better, but I wasn't even worried about me not succeeding. I knew it was possible. So I think it's important that you get yourself back to that place. What are the real reasons? The real reasons why you went into business for yourself. And what I want to do is kind of help you out. I talk to women every single week through this process, every single month, multiple people. In the last couple of years, I have talked to 400 or 500 women. I've worked them through this business assessment process. So what I know is that most people leave a career or they start their own company for one of three reasons, two or three of these reasons, or maybe all three of these reasons. Number one, you start your own business because you want to live out your purpose and your passion. I already touched on that. That's something that you feel really passionate about. That's the first thing when I ask people, what's going on? Why'd you start your business? Oh my gosh, I'm so passionate about what I do. When I ask them, what is different about you than your competition? I'm so passionate about what I do. The second reason people go into business for themselves is because, as I also mentioned, they want to gain control over their earnings. And it's really easy to have this dream like, oh, I'm getting to six figures. We've seen online where it's just what everybody talks about, the Facebook ads, the other business coaches that are saying, I'll get you to six figures overnight, which by the way, I'm not promising. It's hard work, you guys, to build a business. I know what's possible and I know it's totally possible to do it. I have clients that are doing it, but it's work. It doesn't happen overnight. And the third thing people are looking for when they launch into business for themselves is freedom in their own schedule. And look, you guys, this is totally possible too. This is something that I help clients with as well. So now you've assessed, you've remembered what your vision for your business was. You've thought about your dreams, about your goals, and gosh, this is good. Put those on a piece of paper and keep those in front of you. Get back to remembering why you started your business. You really have an ultimate lifestyle that you were working to create and that you're still working to create. The schedule thing is because you want to be in charge of taking care of your own children. Gosh, think about this pandemic time, to be able to have the flexibility to stay home with your kids and not have to be working your corporate job home on Zoom and having your kids at home, or maybe not being able to take care of parents or family members that need your care. That's why you want that freedom in your schedule. Some of my clients who want freedom in their schedule, they just want to go to Orange Theory and have a good workout, and they don't want to do it at 7 o'clock in the evening. They want to do it during the day when they want to. They want to travel. Some of my clients love that. They want to work from home, which has been such an incredible blessing for so many people to have that experience of working from home. So I don't know what your ultimate lifestyle is that you're working to build, but that is part of the business assessment process, is to get back to that. I also want to ask you, and I ask everybody, what is your true commitment to this vision, to this dream that you have? A simple question to ask yourself is, if money and time were no object at all, would you still have this passion? Would you still do this for people? And for most of you, you guys, the answer is yes. You love creating and you would do it anyway. That's really a good key to see how committed you are to your process and to your business as well. You've got to be truly committed to make it happen, so that when we get to a period of time like we're in right now, where business is really rough and there's so many limits put on us, when you're truly committed, you're actually able to work your way through this. You're actually in a position where you'll say, you know what? I don't know how to do this, but I am so all in on this, I'm going to get some help. I'm so all in on this, I'm willing to do something different. I'm so committed to this process, I'm going to do something for a little bit that I don't love, so that I can continue on this journey of being a planner, of having a floral shop, or whatever it is that you do in the wedding business. All right, the next part of the business assessment is that we're going to dig into what is happening for you. So let me just ask you, where do you feel stuck in your business? Where you can think about this, make a list. You've got to really write this down. Don't just spin in indecision. Think about, where am I stuck? Where do I need help? What are your current challenges? And have you tried to fix these challenges before? And if you have, what'd you do and why isn't it working? It's good to put all that down on paper and just get a good bird's eye view. I ask my clients often, where is your business at right now? If it was a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say your business is right now? Most are, gosh, I don't know, right now, business is not in great shape, but you know, most are in the 6-7 range. And so the question then becomes, all right, if it's only a 6 or 7, when we're looking at where you stuck, it's like, what would it take you to get you from a 6 to a 10? That's another way to sort of dig in and see what's really happening for you. I want to know, are you doing what needs to be done in your business? That's a question to ask yourself too, because maybe you know what to do and you're still not doing it. Or maybe you're just stuck in such indecision, it is actually causing inaction in your business. Sometimes people say to me, they just like, could I just pick your brain? Or could I just have one coaching call? And listen, you guys, I just want to say to you, one call or one session of picking my brain is not going to fix your business. Businesses change and evolve and grow through challenges, not in 1 hour, but over time. Yes, I can give you a Band-Aid to put on your problem and you'll feel a little bit of relief right then. Like, okay, I've got this. I feel better about things, or I know what to do next, but it's not going to be a long-term solution. So think about where you're stuck, and then maybe that can help you identify how you need to take action. I also want to ask you, as women, you know, sometimes we let everything else take priority over our business. So let me just challenge you and say, where is it that other things are taking priority over your business growth? And if your business is really priority to you, are you willing to invest in it? Are you willing to get up at 5 a.m. with your kids home and your husband home working too? Are you willing to get up at 5 a.m. and work on your business from 5 to 7 a.m. because nobody else in the house is up? I mean, that's when your business really becomes a priority, and that's when you have growth. So do you believe that it's possible for you to meet your goals? Do you know what to do to meet your goals? Or are you just waiting around and hoping something's going to change? Oftentimes, you guys, I mean, you find yourself in that position, and maybe you're in that position right now because you're still in that, I don't know what to do. We have to wait and see what's going to happen with the pandemic, and I don't know when the wedding business is going to get back to normal. Let me tell you what, you guys, you get it back to normal. It's a new normal. It's whatever it's going to be. I don't know what you want to call it, new normal. It's the current state of business, but you make the decision and you get your business going. And if you can't do that, then let's have a conversation and get your business moving. The world needs you, right? People need your services. So here's the facts, you guys. When I get on these business assessment calls, 80% of the people who hire me, they all say they just need to book more clients. So maybe you're saying right now, yeah, that's me. That's me. I need to book more clients. 10% of the people that reach out to me, they're going to hire me because they feel so overwhelmed. They're burned out. They're worn out. They have hustled so hard. They're sick of it. It's like maybe they've met their goal, but there is zero joy in it. They're just ready, like, this is not what it turned out to be. And the other 10% of the people hire me because their business is good and they're moving along, but it's like, oh, I can't get to the next level. Like, I've got 35 weddings booked this year and I'm at $105,000, but it's still not enough. And it's not getting me, you know, to the place I need to be. And I don't even know what to do about it. So they just can't seem to grow their business. And maybe you find yourself in all three of those situations. All right. So we've assessed this. We know where you're at. We know where you're stuck. We know what maybe is the issue. We are acknowledging maybe that on some of these things you've allowed indecision to sort of control things. Maybe we're acknowledging or you're acknowledging that maybe your business hasn't been as big a priority as it's needed to be. You know what you need to do to get your business from that 6 to a 10. You know the things of where you are now and where you need to be. So now what are you going to do? I mean, that's really what happens when we assess your business. It's like, here's your dreams. Here's your goals. Here's where you're trying to go. Here's why you started into this. And now we've identified what your problems are. And that point in this conversation is where I recap back to you where you're at in your business. It's like, all right, so you started out because you wanted to be home with your kids and you were tired of answering to a boss and you know that you want to have some freedom to be able to travel with your husband some. And what I hear you saying is that you don't know how to book more brides. You can't seem to figure out how to create a marketing plan. You can't seem to decide if your pricing or packaging is right and you just need to be able to talk to somebody. Do I understand that right? That's a time for me to recap back to you in this business assessment process. You can see what you've just told me so that you can hear it back. And this is your time to say, like, wow, I guess she's right. So as you go through this process independently on your own, that's what I want to ask you is, do you know what you want? Do you see where you're at? Do you understand what needs to be done? And now, do you know what actions you need to take? And I think the final step in this, you guys, are you willing to take those actions? Do you feel like you can do it on your own? Do you feel like even with Google and YouTube and all the free webinars that you've watched all for the last few weeks, have you actually done that stuff? Or are you still just stuck? Are you still just stuck thinking like, oh my gosh, I just need somebody to tell me what to do. I need to know what the next thing is. I need to be able to ask somebody, is this the right decision? And I guess you guys probably know this. I wish it wasn't true, but most often you want to have coffee date with another planner, let's say, in your area. But the truth is, everybody is sort of busy taking care of their own business. They don't really want to share, even though I believe there's enough business for every single planner in your market, because I believe that brides actually select the perfect planner for them. And trust me, there is enough brides getting married. I know they're not making wedding plans right now, but this is going to change. They're still getting married. This has been happening forever and ever and will continue. People are always going to commit to each other and have a celebration of their love and a commitment to each other. There's always going to be weddings. There's always going to be receptions. Think about that, you guys. If you need help in your business, another planner is not going to tell you how to do it. If you need help in your business and you've watched webinars and you still can't get it done, let's talk. I want to invite you guys. This summer series that I'm doing is so phenomenal. It's incredible. We're going to be having lots of guest speakers in. They're all topics that you've told me you needed help with. It's that accountability piece. How do I get to the next level? I'm going to tell you how to. It's that me checking in with you to say, all right, what are you doing? And can you get this done by next week? It's that wonderful experience of having the support of a community. I want to introduce you to all of that. So if you've got any questions about any part of this, now that you've been through sort of your own little mental business assessment, you'll have a new awareness about where you're stuck in your business. You have a new awareness of where you need help. So I'd invite you to join me. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Grab a time on my calendar and we'll run through this process. It's actually going to be really easy for you because you've already done it now. You've already heard what I'm going to ask you and you'll have an awareness now of what we're going to talk about. That is it, you guys. I hope that you make the most of this time. I know that you're not doing very many weddings still. Do not let this time slip away from you. I just read a statistic the other day that 7.5 million businesses are expected to fail because of this pandemic. Do not let it be yours. Get the help you need. Make a small investment in somebody who can help you and keep your business going and growing. All right, you guys, have an amazing week. Until next time, bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.